From NPR West, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration is welcoming the decision by Afghan President Hamid Karzai to take part in a runoff election. The next round of voting is scheduled for November the 7th. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The Obama administration has stressed that it needs a credible Afghan partner to work with. Karzai's decision to agree to a second-round vote is a step in the right direction, U.S. officials say. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. can't wait for new election results before deciding on a war strategy.
Whatever emerges in Kabul is going to be an evolutionary process.
Secretary Gates speaking with reporters on board a military aircraft.
What we will have to do is work with the Afghan government in building legitimacy and helping them tackle the problem of corruption.
With Gates and other cabinet members traveling overseas, further White House strategy sessions on Afghanistan are on hold until next week. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Another day of violence in Iraq, where authorities say a car packed with explosives blew up at a gas station west of Baghdad, killing three policemen and a civilian. Police there say five others were wounded in the attack, and in a Shiite suburb of the city, another person was killed and four more were wounded after a bomb attached to a minibus exploded. South of the city, another roadside bomb attack killed a policeman and wounded two others. Wholesale prices fell unexpectedly last month. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the producer price index declined 0.6% in September.
Wholesale prices on all kinds of things went down. Fuel got cheaper, from gasoline to heating oil. And so did electronics, says Brian Bethune, chief U.S. economist at IHS Global Insight.
Fairly sharp declines in computers, electronics, and other types of capital equipment.
This might sound like bad news for the producers of these products, but Bethune says it isn't.
Producers are generating huge productivity improvements, so they're able to pass on lower prices to the retail markets and still make good profit.
And he also says it's good news for the economy, keeping goods within the reach of consumers. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
California Attorney General Jerry Brown has filed a suit against State Street Bank and Trust, accusing the firm of unconscionable behavior in terms of its handling of the state's largest pension funds. The suit alleges the Boston-based bank bilked the California Public Employees Retirement System and the California State Teachers Retirement System out of some $200 million. Through overcharges related to fees and penalties associated with the trading of foreign currencies. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 50 points to end the session at 10,041. The NASDAQ lost 12 points. The S&P 500 dropped 6 points today. This is NPR News. According to the latest government information, the swine flu virus continues to be most dangerous to children and young adults, while seeming to largely bypass the elderly. Health officials today released lab data looking at confirmed swine flu hospitalizations and deaths in more than two dozen states, showed that more than half of those hospitalized with the virus were under the age of 24. However, roughly two-thirds of the deaths involved individuals between the ages of 25 and 64. Health officials said the results are similar to what was seen when the flu first struck in the spring. The price of going to college continues to rise despite a decline in consumer prices, but a report from the College Board says financial aid has been going up and costly private borrowing is on the decline. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The cost of going to a four-year public school went up 6.5%, according to the College Board study. That continues a trend of higher education costs rising faster than inflation. The increases come as general consumer prices have dropped about 2% over the past year. Private colleges boosted their prices by about 4.5%. But most students do not pay the full sticker price to go to college, thanks to scholarships and student aid. And the College Board says federal aid rose dramatically last year, so the actual price students paid only climbed a small amount. The study says that reliance on private loans has been cut in half. That saves students money, since federal loans are much less costly. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Consumers are saying they plan to spend less this holiday season. The National Retail Federation survey says consumers expect to spend $683 on holiday gifts this shopping season. That's down from around $705 last year, a 3.2% decline. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.